Country 600 CJWW. I'm joined here today with Gerald and Marina Sarakon with the Ukrainian Carpathy Pavilion at this year's Folk Fest. Thank you so much for joining us here today.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
So how long have you been involved with the Folk Fest, and what all do you have to offer?
Well, our pavilion has been participated in 42 years of Folk Fest. I guess minus the 2 years of COVID, but we've also personally been involved in the pavilion. My wife, Marina, has been involved for just over 20 years, and I've been involved in 16. So I've been president off and on twice now. So pavilion manager a couple of times. So we're always kind of excited to have this every year, as it's kind of a one-time thing, and it's I think it's great because it's just all of our nationalities get to showcase all of our wares and food and everything. So I can give you some statistics of how much we go through, and this is 2019. Last year we didn't do our statistics too well, so we served 54,000 pierogies, 17,000 cabbage rolls, 60 4-liter pails of sour cream. We had 35 pounds of berries, Saskatoon berries, that went on a ice cream crepe. And then we did, we had 1,200 pounds of kielbasa. So it's, yeah. And one last one is we did 31 5-gallon pails of borscht. So last year we didn't have borscht, but we got it this year, and we're back with our cabbage rolls. So we got a full menu again for this year, not like last year.
Well, that sounds fantastic. Based off of those numbers, is that kind of average for year by year?
Yes.
Each? Okay.
Yep, that's average, yeah. And at our pavilion, we have a Hutzel hammer that my wife is in charge of, and she's in charge of the bar. And Marina's, I think last year we went through five-gallon pails, or we make it in 5-gallon batches. So we went through five of them last year. So that's a lot of shots.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So I'll pass it on to you. Okay. So you're running the bar this year.
Yes.
So what's going to be unique about the bar at the Folk Fest this year?
Oh, we do have something really unique this year. We decided to serve non-alcoholic beer, because we just felt that it was time for us to recognize all the good people that that come into the pavilion and don't drink. And so we really want to, you know, give them that. So that's the very first year that we're doing that. We're continuing with the hammers, of course. And we always say we can't tell you the secret recipe, because then we have to shoot you. So it's just been a common thread in all of the pavilion. That's what people ask us, and we say, I'm sorry, we just can't give it away. So it is an incredible hammer. We have an actual hammer that we put the shots into, and then we do a boudement type cheer, and that draws a lot of attraction. And usually all my people behind the hammer bar lose their voice at the end of Saturday. So we hope that that happens again this year, because it means we've had a successful bar. So.
Oh, absolutely. So before I send you guys off, you've brought me here some treats. What all have you brought me here to taste test? I see a container of borscht that I'm super excited to taste. So what else do you have here with me?
We've also brought some cabbage rolls and some vareniki and some sausage. So, and the sausage is kind of our own recipe that we get Prairie Meats to make for us. So, yeah. And I guess the little plug, we got Nestor's Bakery this year to make our borscht. So, and it's really good. So maybe after Folk Fest, whoever wants borscht can go to Nestor's Bakery.
I'm going to have to head over there and get myself another bowl of the borscht, because this looks and smells fantastic. Gerald and Marina, thank you both so much for coming in here today, and good luck with your pavilion at this year's Folk Festival. For anyone else who is interested in attending this year's Folk Fest, for passports or just more information in general, you can head over to our website, cjwwradio.com, underneath our information tab. This year's Folk Fest runs from Thursday until Saturday, August 17th, 18th, and 19th.